today. Because I saw a sign that said, Sisters of Mercy, House of Prostitution, 10 miles. And I'm thinking, what in the blue blazes? So I was going to stop, but I kept on going. 5 miles later, I see a sign that says, Sisters of Mercy, House of Prostitution, 5 miles. I'm thinking, I hit the gas. Man, oh man. Sure enough, Sisters of Mercy, House of Prostitution, 1 mile. Then I come, all of a sudden I come on the side. Sisters of Mercy, House of Prostitution, this right turn. Oh, shit. I'm walking around, parking lot here. Then I see it. Looks like a church, but it's a Sisters of Mercy, House of Prostitution. Please knock. I'm like, yeah. Well, the door opens up, and there's a nun standing there. I said, I've seen your signs. I always thought it'd be kind of neat, you know, a nun. She said, sure, follow me. Well, we started walking around these labyrinth passageways. I mean, she made a left turn and a right turn and a left turn, and next thing you know, I'm passing little rooms where people are praying. The walls were wet and sweating. Round she took me. Then we went up this teeny tiny spiral staircase. I could barely get my girth around. Then she put me into the center of this cold room. She said, wait here. I said, all right. So I'm standing there, and all of a sudden the door comes a creaking open, and out comes a younger nun. Oh. She said, are you ready, my son? I said, am I ready? Look at this. This look like ready to you. Look at this. $50 bill in this cup and then go through the third door on the right. I said, all right, here's your $50. Oh, what'd you say? What's third door on the right? I was like, eh. I went through the door and I was back in the parking lot again. I thought to myself, there was a big sign there that said, go in peace. You've just been screwed by the Sisters of Mercy, House of Prostitution.
Oh, no!